2010 Prayer Devotees Devotional Service. The scripture is the 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. Samuel said, "Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 9,000 branch churches around the world, the members of the local central members, and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet throughout the world, and GCN TV viewers, and Manmin TV viewers. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us to have this 2010 Prayer Devotees Devotional Service. I also give thanks to all the devotees who have prepared for this service with all the heart, mind, and soul. Dear devotees, the Prayer Devotees Group is organized in obedience to God's command to fulfill a special duty. That special duty is to pray for the church, for the shepherd, and for countless souls. Of course, all believers must pray for the kingdom of God. But you are literally prayer devotees who are supposed to offer up prayers that are different from others. A sacrifice to God must be blameless, without spot or blemish. Also, God can accept it when this sacrifice is offered. It should be in the way that has been commanded by God, but not in accordance with human methods. You should also be proper sacrifice before God. You have to fulfill your duty completely in the way that God wants. While all other groups or organizations obviously have to obey God's command, it goes without saying you should obey God's will even more closely, since you were organized by God's special command. Through this message, I hope that you will fulfill your duties to please God the Father by your daily prayers. By doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may be a great strength to the kingdom of God and enjoy great honor and rewards in heaven. Dear devotees, to fulfill your duty to please God, first of all, you have to concentrate on prayers. This is what God has been continuously advising you from the time prayer devotees were formed. Your mind should not be taken by anything. You have to just focus on prayer. So, how well have you kept these words at the heart and obeyed His command? Up until this very moment, no matter what the command of God, I have immediately responded with Amen and obeyed without deviating at all. And you are the witness to it. I have acted without the slightest exception, unless it was specially permitted by God. God has requested this of you many times. But how well have you kept it in mind and actually followed it? For example, you had been praying hard daily. But one day, you didn't pray so you could visit another member. This visitation was also for saving a soul and for the kingdom of God. Also, the one whom you visited said thanks to you, saying it was a wonderful time. And then, will God be pleased with your visit? Of course not. God will only feel sorry that the measure of the incense of your prayer had not been fulfilled. Let me give you another example. During this evangelization campaign, you heard some cell groups or parishes went out to a park that has many flowers blooming for one outreach. So one day, you find the weather is so good and there is also a cool breeze. So you say, we have been praying so hard, so let's take a break and go outside and do some, you know, evangelical work and get some fresh air too. Then will God say, yes, since the evangelization campaign is going on, you should participate too. I'm happy. How can God be happy when you disobey God? Or suppose somebody donated some money with thanks for your devotion so that you could go out and take a rest for one day. Then what will God the Father say? Will He say, you should accept the heart of the person who made the donation for you. You should go out for one day and get some fresh air to concentrate on prayer all the more later. No, He will not. To that extent, your heart will be taken away by that event. So your aroma of heart in your prayer for God's kingdom will not be enough, thereby causing damage to the kingdom of God. Today, Scripture says that obedience is better than sacrifice and to heed than the fat of rams. Even though you might say you did something good, you cannot please God at all if you are disobeying God. Of course, being a prayer devotee does not mean that you cannot do any work, any other work but praying for God's kingdom. If you can fulfill your duty and also do some extra works for God with your great special and spiritual capability, then it will be great. But before that, you have to remember your duty and you should fulfill it first. If you do something else during your prayer time or neglect your prayers to manage other things, God cannot say you did well even though you did so many things. After all, it is to disobey God, and that cannot please God. If you want to take some time off from your prayer because of situation around you or the smooth talk from someone, then it means you don't consider your God-given duty precious enough. I sometimes told you how very precious the number one prayer devotee who has passed away considered her duty. She enjoyed praying more than anything else of the world. She never stopped fulfilling her duty of being prayer devotee. Even when the church, whole church went out on a picnic, she went to a solitary place and prayed there. At that time, this picnic was for the whole church, and therefore, it wouldn't mean that she didn't fulfill her duty of praying just because she came to the picnic. But because she loved praying and considered her duty precious, she wanted to pray no matter where she went without fail. I advised her, because it is our church-wise picnic, so stop praying and participate in the picnic. But she didn't listen to me. She didn't obey for that matter. She disappeared. Then we found her praying in a deep mountain. This kind of attitude is to obey God who gave you this duty. Your prayer accomplishes the kingdom of God by supporting all the works of God. It's providing spiritual supplies in a spiritual battle, just like supplying in ammunition and food in physical combat. The enemy fire is raining down. And what if the supply unit wants to take a day off, does not supply in ammunition and food? Or what if they wanted to stop resupplying for a day in order to participate in an actual combat and do something heroic or meritorious? It will put the whole army in danger. So, I hope that you will always remember how important your duty is. I also urge you to deeply engrave in your heart how great your rewards and honor will be if you fulfill your duties well. Then you will be able to pray with all your heart, mind, and soul, not just as formality or with reluctance. You will keep and accomplish your precious duty no matter what other people say and no matter what the circumstances are. I hope that you will focus on prayers only and try to obey God's will to the very best you are able. Dear devotees, to fulfill your duty to please God, secondly, you must not have changing of mind. You heard many times about the obedience of Abraham. By God's command, Abraham left his hometown and his father's house without knowing where to go. Also, when God commanded that his son Isaac, the seed of promise, to be offered as a sacrifice to God, he just obeyed. When hearing about this, many of you make up your mind to do the same. Also, you think you may even actually be able to obey any command of God. But, in fact, it's not easy to find those who truly obey. Many people give complicating excuses even when they are commanded to do something they can do. In their own thoughts, they fulfill something completely off the point and say they obey. It goes without saying that they will give even more excuses if they are asked to do something that they cannot really do. Or, in many cases, they seem to be obeying at first but later change their attitude. That's because they have cunningness and changing of mind to follow their benefit. For example, a person who doesn't pray often heard that we have to pray continually. So, he decides that he will pray without ceasing by attending Daniel prayer meeting every day. Before, he would say he was tired. He had some emergencies or he had some appointments and missed Daniel prayer. But now, he attends it every day. It will be wonderful if this continues, but after several weeks or several months, his mind has relaxed again. His desire to take a rest when tired and to meet with his friends becomes stronger than the desire to pray. So, he misses the prayer meeting once or twice. He also begins to give excuses, saying it's difficult for him to fill up his amount of prayer because his power in prayer is still weak. When Saul attacked Amalekites, he went with obedient attitude. He wanted to follow God's command and killed all the people and even all the livestock that were there. But when as he saw the good cattle, he felt it was a waste to kill all of them. So, he shrewdly changed the command of God. Since God told him to kill everything, Saul killed all the cattle except the good ones. But then, he justified himself saying that he obeyed God and he killed everything except the good ones so that he could offer him to God as sacrifice. What is more dumbfounding is that he gave excuses, saying it's not him who wanted to do that, but the people who wanted it. Of course, some people might have said something like that. But if Saul truly wanted to obey God, he wouldn't have listened to them. Some people may say, well, isn't it a waste of killing all of them? But if Saul truly wanted to obey God, he wouldn't have listened to them. Listening to such people proves that he himself wanted to do it as well. Likewise, when we accept the temptation of sin, we accept it because we like sinning. But many people, after they disobey God, just give excuses, putting the blame on others, the situation, or the circumstances, rather than repenting of their inner craftiness or changing of mind. This way, they cannot please God. I hope that you will check how well you have been firmly obeying the commands of God given to prayer devotees. When God tells you to focus on prayers only, as in the first point, you obeyed for some time. But after some time passes by, you begin to give excuses and various reasons of not obeying. At first, you obey as God commanded, but one by one, you make exceptions. Then, you don't really stick to the original command at all. I urge you to check yourself as to what kind of heart you had when you first joined the prayer devotee, and what kind of heart you have now. You volunteered with thanks for the grace that you received, and we desire to dedicate yourself. But as time goes, you realize that nobody really acknowledges you. You keep your position and place the best you can, but you don't see any visible fruit like fruit of evangelization or revival. So, hasn't your attitude or time in prayer or the aroma of your heart changed now? As time goes by, the amount of prayer should increase and your aroma should become thicker. But now, isn't it that you just keep your position casually? It's not easy to become a prayer devotee. First, you will be checked of your faith, the level of faith, okay? So it's not easy to become a prayer devotee. I hope that you will cast away such craftiness and changing of mind, but cultivate a firm and truthful heart. God will be pleased if you fulfill your duty with such an attitude, and He will pay you back with great praise and rewards. Check yourself how much you concentrate on prayer from the depths of your heart. Let's say, whether you pray without any idle thoughts, no matter how long hours you pray, and if you are a prayer devotee, at least you pray at least 6 or 7 hours a day, right? When I was a novice Christian, when I prayed from the depths of my heart. There was no idle thought. There was no idle thought. And I didn't think about anything else other than prayer. When I knelt down until I finished for 4 or 5 hours, I prayed from the depths of my heart. So I thought everybody is praying like I do. But I went to Gethsemane prayer place. I realized that it was not. I was wondering why people do not come into Holy Spirit and Spirit so quickly, even though they pray so hard. But then I realized the reason. Because you prayed in idle thoughts, not from the depths of your heart. Not many people do so. From the depths of your heart, you should pray. Then you can come into Spirit quickly. The level of Spirit that you desire of. And you can easily get rid of what you want to get rid of. A time for your personal prayer is given, right? So you can pray for yourself. So if there was anything that you realized during the services, if you found something that you have to cast off, then you have to pray for that during that personal prayer time. You have to bear it in mind and pray for it during the prayer time. And you have to do it until you cast it off. When it's not cast off yet, you have to pray the next day, again and again, until you completely cast it off. It's not, you know, giving it up for some days later. You have to pray until you completely cast it off. But some people don't do it, but they just murmur during the prayer time and give it up. It's a waste of time. And Father God does not accept your prayer. And you should not make any excuses. I think I have told you before. I vowed 100 days before I started this church along with my wife. I prayed 90 days. And something happened. My mother-in-law passed away during the vowed prayer period. Because I was not there for my father-in-law's funeral because I was sick for 7 years. I couldn't go there. So, when my mother-in-law passed away, And if I didn't go there, he would hinder the glory of God. So I decided to go there. I had to go. So after the 90 days of prayer, I went to a Mokpo where the mother-in-law lived. So she passed away. They were not in a good space to sleep in. So, but I prayed there without ceasing. But I was not satisfied. So, after I came back home, I filled the 10 days. So it was 100 days. But still I was not satisfied with my prayers because something happened in between. Even though I prayed, it was not in the praying in a loud voice. It was not in the temple. So, I started 100-day vowed prayer again. So that's why I asked you, when you vow to pray, you have to ask God, Father God, I may have a very special situation. Then I will exempt from those days and I will continue to pray. But if you don't ask for it like this for God, then you have to do it again. So anyway, in my case, I prayed 200 days. Then I was satisfied that I kept the promise that I made before God. Before then, I was not satisfied. Even though I prayed 100 days, I thought it was not complete. So that's why I gave 100-day vowed prayer again. But later on, I realized that it was a very good two pile of good trust relationship between Father and I. And later on, I realized that Father God was so pleased with what I did. And how much faith do you pray by? You have witnessed that I have worked and prayed by faith. And that way, I made impossible things possible. I created something from nothing. I went to many overseas countries. And I made everything impossible, possible, all by faith. And when I did it, how much great glory Father God received. Everywhere Father God commanded to go, then I went there. Half of those countries were prohibiting us from spreading the gospel. But I went there and conducted crusades. There was threat of terror. There was threat of life. But since God commanded me, I went there by faith. And then, as you have witnessed, how great glory was given to God. Wherever I went there, hundreds of thousands of people gathered. Even millions of people gathered. And great power of God was manifested and gave great glory to God. And there was no accident. Father God protected and guaranteed the crusades. Where Father God commanded to go, the enemy, devil, and Satan could not hinder me. When I obeyed by faith, Father God is pleased and blessed me, as you have witnessed. So, you should not use your worldly thoughts when you walk by faith. Last week, there were two incidents to me. It was never happened before in my life. Of course, it was something that Father God has allowed. It was kind of one of the procedures of my training. So last Sunday, starting from last Friday, I couldn't speak. My voice was completely lost, as you saw. For the last 37 years, you have seen that my voice was kept always safe, but my voice was gone, so I had to shout. Even when I talk to a person face to face, I had to use my microphone because my voice was so low Saturday and last Sunday. But still, I delivered the message and I prayed for the members. But then doctors around me, they asked me to take a rest for your vocal cord. They said it's going to be a vocal cord nodules, and it's dangerous, so please take a rest. But it was a method of man. But doctors already knew that I would not take a rest, and you knew it. But Father God's work cannot be in stop. So I prayed for the members, I delivered messages, and I prayed. Now what happened? I told you that even though I speak like this, Father God would be pleased, and Father God would give me a better voice. I told you before. I proclaimed. Now you can see my voice is getting better and better, and you can expect it's going to be even better. Like this, when you walk by faith, Father God is pleased and make impossible things possible. And last Friday, I hurt my little finger. It was broken and ruptured, and my nerves broke down, so I couldn't move my little finger. But I didn't put any medicine. My little finger was hanging, but I depended on God by faith. It was found full, right? If a normal people do. Some people say, you should do as a man should do. But I didn't do it. Our Father God is almighty. I believed Him, I depended on Him, and I have witnessed that Father God is able to do anything. He created something from nothing. He created the whole universe, everything in it, with His word. And He manifested great signs and wonders and miracles. Even though my little finger is broken, I have never worried. And Father God would do anything for me to fix this little finger completely. I believed it. So I didn't worry. Now what happened? Just 2 days later, now I can move my little finger, and I can feel the ruptured bones are all fixed, and there is no pain, and I feel comfortable with it. So in a couple of days, I'll be able to shake hands with you, right? I met a deaconess who had this kind of incident before, like I did. So I asked her, how long did it take to get rest? And she said, it took 5 months. After 5 months, a fingernail grew up and I could bend my fingernail. I could bend the little finger easily. And she said she cried a lot because of the pain. And she couldn't wash her face. She couldn't, shampoo her hair. Her husband assisted her. But when I walked by faith, Father God made everything possible. And you have witnessed it and I have experienced it. Why do you say it's impossible? Why do you say it's difficult? Why do you say it's not easy? If you can, there is nothing impossible to those who believe. And everything will be done as you believe. That's what our Lord says. But why do you say it's difficult, it's impossible? All the prayer devotees should not say so. Since you live your life with prayers, you should never have this negative thought. You should believe, and you have to believe that you have received and pray. All the prayer devotees have prayed so hard and fervently a lot. And thanks to your prayers, this church has accomplished a lot. We now have 9,000 branch churches around the world. And even a day, we have dozens of branch churches around the world. Now you can see many people from outside countries are registering to our church through the internet and through GCN, and they become our branch churches. Now, who does it? Who supported it? It's you, prayer devotees. You have prayed. That is the response. Of course, all the congregation have prayed. Dear devotees, to fulfill your duty to please God, third, you have to bear the fruit of sanctification. You prayer devotees are the ones who pray more than anybody in this church. Then, how much fruit of sanctification have you borne in your heart? If God counts the number of those who have gone into spirit among the prayer devotees, how many of you can be counted in the number? Every year, God has been telling the prayer devotees to focus on prayers. What he emphasized along with this is to cast away sins quickly and become sanctified. Also, he explained in detail what kinds of fleshly hearts we have to cast away as well as how to cast them away. Of course, you could say that you have been praying always for sanctification and you have tried. But have you actually borne substantial fruit? If you truly tried, why isn't there any fruit? The fact that there is no tangible fruit proves that you lacked truthful effort. Your duty is prayer, and this prayer is not just about making a sound. The sound of crying out is the expression of an earnest heart. And we can say that you fulfilled your duty only when you put the spiritual aroma in your prayer. Father God says he does not listen to the prayers of sinners. He does not listen. So you should understand what Father God wants of us. You have to get rid of every form of evil and become sanctified and fulfill, accomplish spiritual love and goodness. And you have to resemble God and the Lord. That's what Father God wants. When you pray with this kind of heart, Father God accepts it. And that prayer, the aroma of that prayer will go up to the altar of our God the Father. When you pray with the heart that resembles the heart of God and the Lord, Noah sacrificed. He gave sacrifice to God. Now, what did God accept? Did God take the animal? Father God took the center, the heart of Noah. Father God accepted the heart of Noah and he was pleased. Even though you prayed for the same length of time in the same place, the prayer should be different in different levels of faith. The prayer devotees are on the third level of faith and list, right? Even though you have prayed for the same length of time in the same place, the aroma of prayer will be all different according to the level of your sanctification. As you know very well, the sensor will be filled at different speed according to the thickness of the aroma of prayer of each one to receive God's answer. Suppose you have to fill a swimming pool with either water from a tap or with water pouring down from a large pipe. The time taken in each situation will be completely different. Likewise, it will take so long to fill the swimming pool from the water of tap. But if you fill the swimming pool with the water pouring down from a large pipe, it wouldn't take that long. Likewise, men of flesh and men of spirit will have completely different lengths of time to fill the amount of prayer to receive an answer. What you are praying for are such great things. They are the things that will make history in the course of human cultivation. God has established a separate prayer devotee group because those things require such thick and countless measures of aroma prayer. In fact, there are so many things to do for God's kingdom. So what is the reason you are asked to just focus on prayer again and again? You can imagine how big the sensor of prayer is that you have to fill up. Just to fill up this great amount of prayer, the aroma of prayer of each of you has to be thick and concentrated. But if you still dwell in flesh, having envy, jealousy, and self-seeking, and if you are struggling against yourself with your fleshly thoughts, how can you pray fervently enough? Even though you can pray to cast away your sins, your aroma of prayer to accomplish the kingdom of God will be weak. Also, when we accomplish the kingdom of God by the clear guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we have to pray in detail for what is absolutely necessary. But if you pray while staying in flesh, you don't realize what you have to pray for when you pray for the kingdom of God. Then even though you pray for many hours, you pray for something that is not really in agreement with the will of God in your own fleshly thoughts. You might even pray in meaningless repetitions, just for yourself or just in other tongues. If God sees you doing this, how desperate and concerned He will be. I hope that you will quickly bear the fruit of sanctification so that you can always pray with the thick aroma prayer for the kingdom of God. Dear devotees, today, under the title Obedience, I talked about three things in order for you to fulfill your duty and please God. First, you have to concentrate on prayers. Second, you must not have any change of mind or craftiness. Now, how did our Lord pray? He prayed in earnest and fervently until His tears dropped down to the ground as blood. Second, you must not have changing of mind or craftiness. Third, during the summer retreat, I truly want you to be with you. From the start of this year, start of this church, I've been always with you in the summer retreat. 4 months or two, I was with you. I used to be with you during the summer retreat. I visited Canaan summer retreat, Men's Mission summer retreat, and others summer retreats. I was always with you. I enjoyed with you, but a few years ago, Father God told me not to participate in summer retreat. It's been quite a long. Since then, I've never participated into your summer retreat. I'm eager to participate in your summer retreat. I want to see the signs and wonders of God the Father manifested in summer retreat. But why don't I participate? Because Father God commanded me. I have to pray. And all the congregation desires to be with me. So some people say, Senior Pastor, why don't you come to our summer retreat with mask on? Or you can just, you know, come to us and, you know, hang around. They might have to go to many, many cities in many parts of this country, right? Some people ask me to do such stuff. Of course not. I cannot do it. Because Father God told me not to go. But once we construct the Canaan Sanctuary, then the first summer retreat, I'm not sure whether it's going to be the first summer retreat, Father God told me to participate into the summer retreat. And Father God told me that He would assign the only summer retreat place. Currently, there is none. But we will be there. But until then, you have to wait. I'm not be available in your summer retreat. Sacrifice is better than, obedience is better than sacrifice. Even if I go there, sneak into you, It's disobedience. So second, you must not have changing of mind or craftiness. Third, you have to bear the fruit of sanctification quickly. It's not as though you are hearing these things for the first time. You've heard them so many times. If you've been obeying these points until now, you must have been praying fervently for the kingdom of God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You must have been riding on the flow of Spirit more effectively than anybody else. You must have borne the most abundant fruits in spirit and body every year. Many of you should now have come forth as men of spirit and whole spirit. You should have received answers to all problems. You should have been clearly hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. You should also have greatly manifested the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have many pastors from other countries and missionaries. And please ask them. Wherever they stay, they pray with the handkerchief that I prayed on, and great works of God is manifested. When they pray with the handkerchief, the works of God are manifested. Wherever they go, there is a servant of God who goes to many countries. Pastor Daniel Rogen from Israel, please stand up. He goes to many countries around the world with the handkerchief, and he conducts many meetings in European countries or Asian countries. He is invited to many countries. He went to Hong Kong with the handkerchief. He said he is confident with the handkerchief. When he pray with the handkerchief on prayer on sick people, those sick people are get healed. Many people are healed and give glory to God. They are changed. Please, you may have seated. There are many people like him. There are many missionaries in China. From Singapore, Deacon is Wang Pingping. Who are you? She's there. And her husband, David Wei, he is a medical doctor. When he went to IT, he went there with the handkerchief, and he prayed for the sick people, and sick people were healed and gave glory to God. And last WCDN, he attended it. He and his wife. And some of our team got, you know, in his stomach upset. So David Wei came and prayed with the handkerchief. So our team member got healed. So that's why when he went to Haiti, when there was earthquake, he brought handkerchief and sweet water and prayed for the people. And he came back. Now, all the more, prayer devotees are living their lives with prayers. Now, what are there you cannot do? Many pastors and people are manifesting the healing works when they pray with the handkerchief. AIDS are canceled. AIDS are healed. Cancers are healed. Now, all the prayer devotees, you live your life with the prayers. It's not too late. I hope that you will fulfill your duties and please God with complete obedience. This way, the place where you are praying will have to be burning like the furnace with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Anybody who is present there should be able to receive that fire. If you help the sick by praying with the handkerchief, they should receive the works of repentance and healing works. I hope that all your crying and prayers will not fall to the ground, but be accepted as beautiful aroma before God. May the providence for the Grand Sanctuary and for the world mission be accomplished. May countless souls be saved through your prayers. And may you enter into glorious positions, shining like the sun in heaven. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let your message become life and faith in them. Father, I asked the prayer devotees that they have to concentrate on the prayer. They should not have any changing of mind or craftiness. And they have to bear the fruit of sanctification. Father, please, let them cast off every form of evil. Let them pray fervently so that they can be completely sanctified and resemble the Lord. And whenever they pray, let that prayer become beautiful aroma of prayer and be accepted by God. Please bless them, Father, so that they can quickly receive answer for their prayers, Father. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Again, there was news in the newspaper about epidemic eye disease. I believe many people are suffering from eye disease. And I've seen anybody who's come to me to receive my prayer for the eye disease. So I'm wondering whether it is true. I watch on TV that quite many people in the hospitals. So I think I have to pray for that too. To protect you from those diseases. Please, don't get it. When there was a swine flu, you didn't catch it, right? Don't catch this eye disease. You know, it's not like you to get it. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. Please lay your hands on their sick part or infirmities. And they receive this prayer with desire. But please lay your hands on them and please work transcending space and time. All those people who are receiving this prayer, transcending space and time, throughout the world, and the members of the branch churches around the world, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, and all the missionaries and servants of God, and the members of the 9,000 branch churches around the world. Many people sent their prayer requests along with their pictures. Please lay your hands on them and give answer to them. Pastor Chun-ho Kim from Canada prayed for Jung-sun Kim and Ho-yeon Moon so that to be healed of tuberculosis and to receive a working visa. All the tuberculosis go away. Be healed. May the light come. Father from Costa Rica, Pastor Guyon Masay requests prayer to rent the sanctuary in a lower price or to find the different sanctuary that has been prepared for them. So please bless him. Make every work prosperous. Pastor Shurapong Prasumwan from Thailand requests prayer for her sister-in-law Naomi in Italy to be healed of lung cancer. Please burn all her disease and cancer by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the fire of the Holy Spirit. But please burn the root of the cancer and maybe and the cancer be healed. Bless Gonishi Gakuji from Japan to be healed of broken left leg and heal her of depression. Let there be no pain, no sufferings. Please heal her of depression. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, bless a church in China to get a permission from a corresponding government for the sanctuary lot. A missionary's brother headache go away. A skin disease go away from her sister-in-law. Father, please bless her sister to be healed of 20-year long headache. All headache go away. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Bless Zhu Shuming and be healed of depression and mental illness and headache. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Bless Myung Ja Oh, be healed of skin disease and HB an internal disease and pain, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bless Sing Pei to get married with a Christian. Bless Li Jen to be healed, to be forgiven of her sin by standing against God. Father, thank you. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Let them see well. Let them recover good eyesight. Let them hear well. All the eye drumming go away. All the internal diseases go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. All the skin diseases go away. Itching go away. Paralyzed body go away. Diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please work on these people. All the herniated discs go away. Burn all the roots of the diseases. Go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Father, thank you. Please protect these people for this week and bless and protect their home, work, and business by the firewall of the Holy Spirit and with your fiery eyes and the firewall of the Holy Spirit. Bless and protect all the branch churches around the world and their missionaries and the congregation. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.